This news story was written by Allison Chu. Why you shouldn't flush your contact lenses down the drain. Tiny pieces of plastic are everywhere, and no group of people might be more familiar with this reality than contact lens wearers. Not only are the lenses themselves made of plastic, but the little discs are also typically packaged in single-use plastic blister packs, stored in plastic cases and kept moist using solution encased in a plastic squeeze bottle. Unlike beverage bottles and detergent jugs, these small plastic items shouldn't be tossed in with the rest of your curbside recyclables because they can fall through the equipment at recycling sorting facilities, said Judith Enck, a former senior Environmental Protection Agency official under President Barack Obama, who now heads the Beyond Plastics Advocacy Organization. Generally, recycling facilities don't take plastic items that are roughly 3 inches or smaller. So what are you supposed to do with tiny plastics like contact lenses? Here are some tips. Don't flush contact lenses down the toilet or the drain. About 15 to 20% of people who use contact lenses discard them in sinks or toilets, according to a 2018 nationwide study from Arizona State University. That means as many as several billion lenses, many of which are made out of silicone, are flushed down drains every year. The researchers found that as much as 23,000 kilograms, or about 50,000 pounds of lens fragments, could also accumulate in sewage sludge, a large portion of which winds up dumped onto agricultural soils. Another no-no. Don't put your lenses in with the rest of your household recycling. At least one major company offers to take your lenses and recycle them through a specialized program. If you don't see instructions for how to dispose of your lenses on their packaging, check your brand's website as some offer guidance for what to do. If a recycling program is not available to you, put your lenses in the regular trash. Keep in mind that the waste produced by using contact lenses makes up just a fraction of the plastic that ends up thrown out. Look into specialized recycling programs. There are emerging efforts to recycle contact lenses and other kinds of small plastics associated with their use. One program, a partnership between Bausch & Lomb and TerraCycle, a U.S.-based recycling company, encourages people to bring used lenses and the small blister packs from any brand to doctor's offices or other eye care locations that are participating drop-off sites. Blister packs are generally made of Type 5 plastic, which doesn't widely get recycled in the United States. The program also accepts plastic storage cases, said Kathy Pazakis, TerraCycle's chief commercial officer. Doctors recommend you switch out your case every 3 months. Despite being made of Type 2 plastic, which is widely recycled in the United States, these cases are too small to go into curbside recycling. If there isn't a drop-off location near you, Pazakis said, people can also try mailback options. Each quarter, the company processes on average one 18-wheeler truckload of contact lens waste, which is equivalent to about 40,000 pounds. These products are usually turned into plastic lumber or raw materials to make industrial drainage pipes or large storage bins, Pazakis said. TerraCycle says there are no limits on the amount of contact lens waste that it collects and recycles, and their processes undergo third-party audits. You can put the paper-based boxes used to package contact lenses and solution bottles in your recycling bin. If your contact lens solution is in a Type 2 or HDPE plastic bottle, they can also join the rest of your household recyclables. Consider the impacts of different kinds of lenses. Soft disposable lenses, which are commonly made of soft, flexible plastics, are designed to be changed out at certain intervals, including daily, biweekly, or monthly. Laura DiMeglio, a primary care optometrist and assistant professor of ophthalmology at the Wilmer Eye Institute at Johns Hopkins, said many of her patients express worry about the trash generated by disposable lenses, particularly dailies. They feel like it's a waste or that they're creating a lot of waste, DiMeglio said. But the solution isn't as simple as switching to a longer wear lens. Daily lenses can generate more lens and blister pack waste, but don't generally require storage cases or bottles of solution, DiMeglio said. You could also end up creating more trash if you switch to bi-weekly or monthly lenses, and you don't wear them often. The shelf life of the lenses start when they're removed from the blister pack, DiMeglio said. If you are concerned about waste, hard lenses can be one option to consider, she said. These lenses can last a year or more without needing to be replaced as long as you're caring for them properly. There's a lot of things to weigh and consider, and it's just thinking about what's the best for your eyes and your use, she said.